Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, tell Russell thanks, but no thanks. Okay. All right. Cool. Right. Bye.
Sir?
Yeah?
Alchemist is here.
Who?
You have an alchemist waiting outside, sir.
Okay, all right. Yeah, do me a favor. Transfer me to Hip Hop A&R. G-Pack. Okay. All right.
What's really good, kid?
What's popping, blood?
What's up?
Together that for you. Listen, got a question.
What's up?
Alchemist, this producer guy. What's the scoop?
Oh, the truth, son. I got the realest motherfucker producing the street, kid.
Is that word?
Yo, dog, can I keep it real with you? Hanging the truth, son.
Nice. Listen, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second, okay?
Word.
Okay. All right. Bye. Molly. Yeah. Send him in. Okay. All right. Hey, Alchemist.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey,
what's
good
going on?
To see you, man. Love that shit you did for Jay-Z. Good shit, man.
I didn't do nothing for Jay-Z.
My boss, Ice Cube.
Nah.
It was one of the ICES. Doesn't matter. We're here now, and let's get straight to business. I have this rapper, okay, from the war-torn, gun-blazing deserts of Afghanistan, okay? Anyway, he's nuts, all right? He's hot, and the kids love him. I mean, let's face it, war is in, okay? He's literally the bomb, okay? He's ready to explode. The kids love him, so he's right up your alley. Okay, am I right? Okay? Okay.
Hello, welcome to Radio Clash. This is 237 and it's Poppy's Dead number 2, finally. And it's Arseholes and Repertoire. Yes, we're going after the music industry.
I haven't had any experience, but I've written a song that my mother thinks is the greatest, and I think you ought to record it, because I'm sure you'd sell a million copies.
I'm sorry, we're not interested.
But, mister...
Sorry, kid, that's showbiz.
While riding in my jalopy, I wrote a song last night. Bet you could sell a million copies, to see if I'm not right. Record it, please.
Sorry, kid, that's showbiz.
It must have taken 10 minutes to write this big hit song. It's got a lot of gimmicks in it. You just couldn't go wrong. Won't you please record it, please.
Sorry, kid, that's showbiz.
But I've taken it around, you guys all over town. I gotta find a company that wants to take a chance on me. Won't you please sign me and get behind me and let me have a hit? I could, I know, got a cool group who could back me on his side. Man, you'd really flip your tooth. You'll get goosebumps on your hide. Record it, please.
Sorry, kid, that showbiz.
Aw, come on. But I'm taking it around. You guys all over town. I gotta find a company that won't you take a chance on me. Won't you please sign me and get behind me and let me have a hit. I could, I know, got a cool group. Back me on his side. Man, you really flip your tooth. Yeah. You get goosebumps on your hide. If you just record it. Come on.
Sorry, kid, that's showbiz.
Well, I always wanted to be a truck driver anyway.
Ah, that was Dale Wright with That's Showbiz. From the 1950s, I think. Well, it's from the 1950s. I can't remember exactly when in the 1950s. I've been too busy doing my homework for the History of Mashups 9, which should follow after this show. Oh God, I'm in the red. And I don't mean my financial status. That's in the red as well. You heard at the start of the show an excerpt or sort of a skit from The Alchemist with Industry Rule 4080, which of course is named after the infamous De La Soul thing, which is Industry Rule 4080. Record company people are shady, and that's what this is about. This is Poppy's Dead Part 2. The first part was about the crappiness of Radio Musicola, and you can find that on RadioClash.com or Mixcloud. I can't remember that off the top of my head what number it is. It's in the 220s or maybe 210s. Of course, you're hearing some pimps, pushers and prostitutes in the background, which shouldn't be appropriate, really. We're talking about A&R people and their shady ways. I don't really see them that much different from those jobs either. So we've got a show that's kind of full of not very many mashups, actually. There's at least one cut up, but there's lots of rock and roll and various songs about the music industry, mostly focusing around the manager. The manager and the A&R person, mostly the manager actually in this show. Other shows have got a focus more on dead pop stars, or we focus more on the Top of the Pops, and also the fact that a lot of bands hate the kids. But that's in future shows. I think we'll start, rather than me rabbiting for ages. Oh, rabbiting! Is it Easter coming up? We were going to play some XTC at you, I think, and this is Funk Poparole. And you might, if you've been listening to the Story of Pop, you might recognise a few of the tracks from this show and a few of the shows inspired by that. But anyway, I'll speak to you in a bit. That's not good. Just a show, we are live. We have fun like that. I think that was me.
Into the mouths of babes and across. all is soulless, pieces of shit, suckers of Satan's cock, each and every one of them. Corporate little bitches. Suckers of Satan's peckers up here. Gonna have their little fucking careers.
I am Satan. I give away 15-minute careers. Send in Vanilla Ice. I have to do something about that hair. It says here on your application, you have no talent, and you want a career in show business. Is that right? Suck suit, Scott. I will lower the standards of America. I will give all the money in the hands of 12-year-old girls. You will be their star. Leave. Send in MC Hammer.
MC Hammer, there's another pose.
Records as well. As I sleep, I wouldn't dwell on her almost constantly. Well, if I could sell records as well, I wouldn't be here with you. I wouldn't be here with you.
This is the best bit.
I think we'll take a break.
Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
What do you think?
You can't sing, you can't play, you look awful. You'll go a long way.
All right!
Thank you. like a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it. Hold it, hold it. Something's missing.
A teenage idol, man. You have a teenage idol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait here. I'll get one. Hey, kid.
Who, me?
Yeah, can you sing?
No.
Good, come with me. Say, where were you going just now?
I was on my way to high school.
Perfect. Now you stand up there in front of that microphone and say high school when I point at you. Kid, you're gonna be a big record star.
Uh-oh.
Hey, that's good too. Throw that in. Now here we go.
High school.
Hey, wait a minute. What did you put that on the end for?
Well, it was just a little, you know, embellishment.
Oh, yeah? Well, you keep that up, and the first thing you know, this record will swing. And then where'll we be?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, that's the first side.
Isn't that a kind of short song?
Yeah, it gets more plays that way.
Oh,
Hey, by the way, what's your name?
Clyde Ankle.
Perfect.
But I can't sing.
Well, what's that got to do with anything? You got all the requirements. A pretty face and a pompadour.
Well, do I get to pose beside a tiger?
Nah, that's been done. Maybe we'll get you a moose.
Well, maybe now I can have my admirates taken out.
What, and ruin your amateur standing?
Well, could you at least get me a date with that mouseketeer that grew up?
All right, we'll see.
Oh, boy.
Now, you're going to go 3 nights a week for finger-snapping lessons.
Ooh, I've wanted to do that as long as I've been in showbiz.
Hey, wait a second. How long you been in showbiz?
About a minute and a half.
Oh. Now, let's see if you can act humble in front of the press.
Okay. Oh, I'll never replace Elvis.
Yeah, all right.
He's the king. Yeah,
all right,
boy.
All right, already. Don't overdo it.
Hey, how can we be sure the girls are going to scream at me?
Ah, don't worry, will you, kid? I got a screaming machine right here.
Yeah?
It replaces a teenage audience. We put it in the back of the auditorium, push the button, Panicsville. Here, listen. Will you get out of that drummer's lap?
Bent my cymbal, man.
Now, here's some variations. Whoops, wrong crowd. Well, let's do the other side of the record. I'll turn on the machine here and there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can get, you know, conditioned to it.
Yeah, okay. What am I going to use for words on this side?
Who cares? Say the first thing that comes into your head.
Okay. What are you going to do with that sharp stick?
Oh, never mind what I'm going to do with it. Just sing, will you? Here we go.
When I was on my way to high school, when a guy came through the door, and he said he's going to make me a big record star. But since I can't sing, he says it doesn't matter. He said you've got a pretty face and a pompadour. What you doing with that stick, man?
Oh, perfect. Stick with me, kid. Clyde Ankle is going to jump up the charts.
Here's if you keep on with that stick, man.
All right.
Well, you really think you can get any disc jockeys to play my songs?
It's getting tougher, but I'm on my way to see one right now.
Oh, boy.
Right after I stop off at the bank.
The old paler old blues, huh?
What kind of crack is that? That's an insult to my integrity.
Your name is what?
Barney Schlock. I got this little record company.
Uh-huh.
Obscurity Records?
It would be,
Look, I know the probe is on, but I got a record here that's got to happen. High School Ooh-Ooh by Clyde Ankle. How's about it, baby? You want to jump on it?
Crazy. Lay it on the floor.
Much. All right, you'll see. The kids will eat it up. They think that's good singing.
Is it?
Well, not really, baby, but don't tell the kids I said so, huh? Us little rock and roll labels got a good thing going. We pay off a few guys in the key cities here, rig a few charts there, bingo, a new hit parade.
And that's how rock and roll was born.
Yeah, I'm hip.
Look, kid, if you don't want bread, what do you need? A little dental work? Trip to Vegas?
Forget it.
Pre-1959 cranberries?
You're all heart, Barney.
Heart?
That thing right behind your shoulder holster.
Huh? Oh, yeah. So, you don't want to give high school a ride then, huh?
Only on a rail.
Oh, listen, kid. Payola's the only way a little record artist can get off the ground.
Yeah? Did you ever hear of Talent?
No, who does he record for?
Look, nothing really good ever had to pay to get played. Only junk. The majority of disc jockeys never played ball with you at any price, but that's all over now. You've been benched.
I have?
And not a moment too soon. If your game had gone on much longer, the kids would have forgotten what music sounded like.
I've almost forgotten myself.
Not me. Can I show you to the door?
No, I'll just slide out under it.
That figures.
Don't worry. I'll be glad to get out of the music business.
You know what? You were never in it.
Stanley?
Yeah, Billy?
Has he gone?
Yeah.
I thought he'd never leave, like.
Didn't we all? Here, you want a copy of High School Ooh Ooh?
Crazy. I'll have it melted down into a little vinylite statue of Conway Twitty.
Why? You ready, John?
That was Stan Freberg with the old Payola Blues. Oh, sorry, the old Payola Roll, not Peyote, Payola Roll Blues, that's it. And yes, you probably heard bits of that in the story of Pop, so I had to track it down and found out it was all Stan Freberg, which the reason why I went on my Stan Freberg kick was that. Then before that was... Scroll. I Love My Label by Nick Lowe. Lovely, lovely and sarcastic. I love my label, my label loves me. As long as you produce songs which are 2 minutes 50. Yes. Very, 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 very appropriate. Then before that was The Fall. Yes, there was a little bit of Sonic Outlaws in there, actually, between that. Far too much echo, but anyway. With Clasp Hands, which I think people missed how much... I mean, it's sort of a realistic approach to life on the road, but I think it's a little bit sarcastic about the whole, you know, it was a wonderful show. Or maybe he wasn't. Maybe Mark E. Smith is genuine about his love of clasping people's hands on American tours. I don't really know, but I took it as being rather sarcastic. Then before that was a little bit of the Kit Kat advert. That Kit Kat advert, yes. This is the best bit. Yep, that one. And then we had Crumb with Record Company. I don't know any Crumb apart from that song. Apart from their American group and big in the, I think, 90s. I might be wrong, maybe noughties. But yeah, good name though. They named themselves after Robert Crumb, which is not exactly a bad thing. Then before that was a little bit of Bill Hicks with Satan Star Maker, which is that's where the Suck Satan's Cock comes from, and that's from the Shock and Awe CD. And it's always a good mix if it's got a little bit of Bill Hicks in it. And it rhymes as well, scarily. And then we had XTC, the other one that's about pop music, apart from This Is Pop, which is actually kind of positive, whereas that's less positive. Funk Pop a Roll. I wish I had a high quality version of that video. It's a very good animated video. I've only found low quality versions, and they've never released a video DVD, have they? No! Sort it, Andy Partridge, sort it. But yeah, it's I love how it basically just says the crap that's being shoved down your throats or your ears is by the various people in the music industry. Which, of course, the music industry is dying, isn't it? It's dying. It's dying. Downloads. It's all dying. You see, Adele can't afford more hoop earrings. I mean, it's all gone a bit wrong. Yes. So, we kind of like... I mean, when they're selling... Oh, yes, rant alert. They're selling £140 tickets to see Fleetwood Mac at the O2. That's the only lot left. They started at 50 and go up to 100 and... More than 100. Well, 140. And yeah, fans have been annoyed about it, and I'm annoyed because I missed out on the cheaper tickets, so I might try it later in the year when all the crap has died down. But we've just had Kraftwerk with stupid people selling their tickets for thousands on eBay. And I also was interested in seeing The Knife as well. And again, all the tickets are going for like, you know, 90, 100 quid. It's just like, what is the point of actually seeing a band live? I don't see a point. And that sort of money, you may as well go and buy their whole sort of back catalogue and listen to it in the dark. It's more interesting with a few laser pointers. But don't point your laser pointers at planes. You get sent down for many years. Yes. Just point them inside your building. And don't hack anything. And eat your greens. But yeah, so I'm pissed off about that. But that's not the reason for the show. It's reason this show was actually put together years ago. I didn't mention at the start, it's like Radio Musicola was over a year ago and I was supposed to do another one. Sorry, Marrow, Notch. Years ago, and I've not wanted to. It's a bit like, oh, it's a bit depressing, I won't do another one. And because I've been so busy sorting out all the fun stuff of the radio server, he says grimacing on radio, which of course you're not even see. Temperamental, I've been babysitting the server that, if you're listening live on the stream and not on the podcast, you'll be listening to my voice as we speak, and I'm not going to look if anyone is, but yes, it's been interesting setting up a virtual private server and the Linux server and everything, and it's been less than stable this week, which is really annoying. But I seem to be broadcasting, which is good. And of course, if you're listening on the podcast, you can hear me every 9:30 PM GMT, or is now British Summer Time, so it's BST. We switched over on Sunday. Every Wednesday, you can hear me live. Although actually not next week, because I'm going out for a drink with Scott. If you hear Scott appears on the Gay Metal shows, I'm going out for a drink, and I'm going to purloin some shows off him, so he might be appearing on the Radio Clash Network shortly, hopefully, with the Gay Ass Rock Show. Which would be good, because that's we want some metal. We want some metal on the show. So that I'll probably be putting in a repeat. I don't know if you enjoyed anybody who's listening to the show last week, where I just didn't feel like talking, so I scheduled loads of really, really, really long, the kind of thing you'd never get on radio. I scheduled loads of those 800% time stretch things, including a really, really good 40-odd minute version of I Feel Love. Time stretch is beautiful, but I didn't see a lot of people tuning in, sadly, which is a shame, because you know, you have to do these things. You have to do more experimental things. And this is what Radio Clash Live is about, doing more experimental things. And if you want to listen to Radio Clash Live, you can listen to it and me and other people, and loads of other people, at listen.radioclash.com. And as I say, it's 9:30 PM, and it's 4 AM on Saturday is the repeat. So this will be repeated then. So hello if anyone's listening at United States. And people do listen. Yes, they do. So, before I wab it on too much about the stresses and strains of running a radio station, I think it's more back to the music industry. We want to put our boot into them. I couldn't get away with doing a show, they kind of appear in two of the shows, a show about artists and repertoire and publishing and the whole music industry, without actually playing any Kinks, because of course they made a whole, because of their Ray Davies struggles about publishing and being ripped off, they recorded quite a few songs on this subject. And if you're in London, there is what's called Timpan Alley, which is Denmark Street, and it still exists today, and there's still a few publishers actually still on Denmark Street, but it's where all the music publishing was done. So one of their songs is of course Denmark Street.
Time. say. He says, I hate the tune, I hate the words, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sign you up and take you round the street, and I'll see if it makes a grade. And you might even hear it play on the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. Daytime, nighttime,
major London record company.
Hello, A&R. Yeah. No, I'll definitely be there, yeah. 9:15 at the Broadline. Oh, the Bull and Gate. Yeah. No, I'll definitely be there, yeah. Gotta go. Bye. Sorry about that, boys.
This is your tape, yeah? Is anyone else at A&R?
Oh, I like it, yeah.
Good beat. Good bass too. Nice and sweet. Oh, I agree, it's a tune you can't ignore. It's good.
It's not quite what we're looking for.
You know, I could see this as a hit. Little bit of work on it. Maybe just some lead guitar. Oh, rhythm and wah-wah.
Indeed, the song does improve.
Yeah, it moves. Have you just moved a little more? I mean, it's good. It's not quite what we're looking for. I must come and see you sometime. Let me know when you're playing live. Monday, the Hare and Hounds. Damn. I think I'm going to be out of town. Have you tried the Independence? Maybe what you need is some management. Tracy, just show these lads to the door. Yeah, it was good, boys. Good, yeah. Just quite what we're looking for. Grunge, sort of crossover, sort of grungy, sort of, and sort of indie, sort of a crossover, Seattle, Pearl Jam, it's not quite what we're looking for.
Hi, boys and girls, here's for people who are gonna sing about money. G-I-B-S-O-N. Kita's on my t-shirt. I play the blues and I think I've got the most expensive Firebird.
So easy, anyone can do.
Hum fa 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 fa, hum fa fa fa, hum fa 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 fa, hum fa fa fa. EAB is what I play. I pick the blues and sessions. I'm losing 100 fans a day. I'm a stone musician. Stay white.
Three.
Remember, blues is black.
Four.
Go blind.
Five.
Try to see.
Six.
A lot of misery.
my manager, 'cause he used to keep my royalties. Hey, record company, wanna have a hit like Bob Marley?
Don't stay white.
Three.
Remember, blues is black.
Four.
Go blind.
Five.
Try to see.
Six.
A lot of misery.
Carl has to sing louder. You have to back off 3 inches, Brian. Your voice is too shrill on this harmony kick. Okay, Al. Sing from your heart. Al, Brian, Mike, can we hear a chord? Just a chord like we used to.
Now let's hear it.
You guys think you're good? Let's go. Let's go.
Downhill.
Brian, forget who you are, will you? Come on. Brian, forget who you are, will you?
Let's fight, huh? Let's fight.
Brian, come on. Forget who you are, will you?
Let's fight, huh? Let's fight.
That was the Stark Effect with, or not the Stark Effect, Stark Effect, with The Beating Goes On, which obviously samples bits of the infamous Beach Boys tapes, which I think I referred to, one of the tracks I didn't play was The Who Boys, Danger Rock and Roll, and they talk about the father of the Beach Boys, or father of the Wilsons, I think Murray Wilson it was called. Beating Brian up and destroying his self-confidence, which of course got nasty later on. Then before that was I Shot My Manager by Gruppo Sportivo, and I've wanted to play that for ages. It's been reserved for this show for years and years and years and years and years. I've played other Gruppo Sportivo, but I've not played that one, and I love that. You know, I love that when they just sort of go into Bob Marley. I Shot My Manager, and it's a sentiment we can all appreciate. Shooting Your Manager. Then before that was It's Good But ... by My Drug Hell. It was a B-side, one of the best things they ever did. And I'm not really up on the rest of their stuff. I'm not really into the rest of their stuff, but I love that. It's very funny, and obviously based on their experiences in London, in Denmark Hill, basically, and the Denmark Street, and those other places, dealing with the record company and dealing with A&R men that are evil. Then before that was the Kinks with Denmark Street. I forgot to say in my previous section about the wonderful shows we have on Ready Clash Live. It's not just me; you might see me sometimes. We have the Lloyd Bree. Some really good mixes coming out from Ian Fondue, otherwise known as Ian Lloyd, and you can hear those at 8:15 every BST now, obviously, We haven't switched over into BST yet. No, actually, I've just realised I'm totally wrong. We're still in GMT, not BST. Duh. It switches over on Sunday. Yeah. So by the time you hear this on the podcast, you'll be like, yes. Not that anyone's listening on the feed anyway. If you are, hello, but you're not showing up when I looked earlier. But yeah, the... So GMT, or BST, when we switch over. So that'd be 8:15, and then 11:30 after this show, every weekday, just like Loibri every weekday, we have Notre Jam, which is by Joel Crooks, and again, very, very good sort of mixture of, they're both a mixture of very eclectic music, sort of down-tempo. In the case of Joel, he likes his soul and his sort of electro-soul. There is a term for that. But yeah, electro soul, soul chillwave, and African Afrobeat. And Ian loves his library music and soundtracks and eclectic music, but also, you know, sort of more up-tempo music and the odd mashup and Britpop. So we have a mixture, and as I say, we've got Scott, otherwise known as TGA, the gay American. From the Excellent Nightmare show, hopefully we'll be having some metal shows on here as well, which would be good. I like this mixture. We need more mixture, and certainly if you've got mixes, if you are listening to this and you have guest mixes or shows even, let me know. You can email me at tim@radioclash.com or the main station address, which is live@radioclash.com, which for obvious reasons I don't really publicise. Oh, it is actually on the side. It's on listen.radioclash.com. It's a little contact form and a little contact emails on there, but we haven't publicised so much yet. But yes, so just send us stuff. And as I say, we've got Jeb at 12:30 in the morning. It was 12:15. It's moved to 12:30 to give Joel extra time for Notre Jam. And so we've got the £50 note podcast, and you would have heard the mixes. The mix at 6, which is every day at 6 o'clock and 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So you heard that, and you've also got Soul at 2 a.m. And also on the weekend, 2 a.m. weekdays, and all of these kind of switch around at the weekend to give people a chance to other time zones to hear them, because you know we'd like to rotate the content. I think the only one that doesn't do that is Loibri, which gets repeated every day. At dual slots, but everyone else it kind of we rotate around to the weekend. Probably won't do so much of that because we're running out of slots in the weekend. You can probably work out that obviously 5 days into 2 doesn't want to go. I should have thought of that one. And in the background obviously you're hearing Clash with Complete Control. So back to the music industry. And we're going to play some hip-hop, some UK hip-hop, UK shizzle. And this is Sounds Shabazz with Take It or Leave It. And they never seem to get very far, strangely, the Sounds of Shabazz. They're a bit like Hijack. They sort of got to a certain level. And I've just got Public Domain, actually, another UK hip-hop. Anyway...
Yo, Glory, Chez, Divine, it's Davey. Listen, I've got this deal with Rod, Jane and Freddy. Remember them? Rainbow. Well, they're starting up a little rap group now, and they want you to appear on their first album. The one problem is, you've got to change your lyrics.
He's having a laugh, isn't
he? I don't even know what's up with them kids, boy. Where? Cesare, fling down some serious beat for us. Yo, G, what's up, man? We gonna change the lyrics or what, G?
Emphatically, hell no.
You wanna get dumb with just for fun? We turn around and came up with this one. Lyrics so hard to make your girl come think I'm joking. While her legs smoking, you stay there thinking it cause she dancing. I should know I made the rap with an unspeakable, unheard of format. You wonder how, I'll tell you how. With endurance, baby, and a sweat on my brow. Many have tried to hold us back, you know what I'm saying? Wordplay, they tried to tell us how to behave. What an outrage, we put the image in a grave. But damn, why I gotta be like that? Tell me why the hell they wanna dilute rap. We bring them the creme de la creme on a platter, and all they wanna do is chitter chatter nonsense about.
it rains, it pours. If I was watching a video, I would have been pressed pause. Cause you couldn't take the weight of the SOS boys. You wanna dilute the cause and take what's yours? I ain't having it. Don't get me vexed. What are you gonna tell me next? You need blue eyes to reach that apex? Hmm, I suppose you want dancers too. In Levi's and cowboy boots? Fuck you. Cause I ain't the one, son. Forget your funky drum pop song and listen to this one. When I'm done, don't wanna hear your opinion, your pum pum.
That ain't the word.
But it's a synonym. What you see is what you get. So don't try to play me out like a wannabe reject. I should know what my own glory is. To save your breath, you're beginning to bore me with.
Don't say this, don't say that, change your lyrics. What?
Don't worry that, man, sure.
Don't say this, don't say that, change your lyrics. What?
You gotta be smoking hand.
Despite their blurred eyesight, they might screw a boo-hoo, but this is how it is, we got to do
what we got to do.
Eat, sleep, walk with a limp. Don't eat no pork, no shrimp. Don't eat no pimp. Telling me what I can and can't say. You should've done it my way, you missed your payday. Still, you'll find some new jack. Let him do a rap, put him in a five-mark sack. Be happy with the money you made back. While the new jack had him on a kick at nine. That ain't for me nor my kind. Cause I'm the almighty divine. Stick your deal way up there where the sun don't shine. Now let me carry on with my rhyme.
Don't say this, don't say that, change your lyrics.
What? You must be having a laugh, man.
Don't say this, don't say that, change your lyrics.
What? Goddamn, you're smoking ham. Jet G, Chesare's quick.
Nah, slap that shit back down, I ain't done with it. Don't need a pop chart to tell me I'm hit. Cause this ain't counterfeit, boy, it's legit. Fucking that okie dokie to provoke me. I ain't singing your song sheet, this ain't karaoke. I see clear through your lies and schemes. So clear you think, cause advertising provides it. So please don't attempt to just the set. Cause you stand to be corrected and we ain't done yet. The fruit of my success remains SOS. Even the man from Del Monte
said yes.
Keep smoking a ham pot like it was a white rock. You won't make me drop. The queen will always rise to the top. So stop. Keep your advice and thanks a lot.
What?
Keep going with that, man.
What?
You got to be smoking hand.
Conglomerate Records.
Let me speak to the president of the company.
You mean Mr. Solomon?
Yeah, Ralph.
He's in a conference call right now. Who's speaking?
MC Fly by Night.
Oh, Fly. Let me see if he's available. Here, Fly.
What is it, Fly? I'm on a conference call.
Man, what kind of shit is this? Man, I get a letter in the mail. You talking about you dropping me and shit? You wouldn't drop me when I sold him 3 million copies last year. You wouldn't drop me when my video was number one. What kind of shit is this?
Fly, it's over. The buzz is gone. You've had your 15 minutes of fame.
What the fuck you talking about 15 minutes of fame? It's my life you talking about. You tripping.
Fly, we've reevaluated your market position, and we've just felt that you don't have it in you anymore. You've got a bad attitude. You don't sign autographs. People are complaining about you. You know, the new single? It's just not having the heat, you know, the way the other ones did. It's not coming back.
Back? What you mean it ain't coming back?
Oh, boy.
You're explaining to me it ain't coming back.
It's not coming back, Fly. You're $300,000 unrecouped. Okay? You got your walking papers. It is what it is. You can go somewhere else. Just go.
What you mean go? Go somewhere else? Fuck you!
Fuck you too, though.
No, this motherfucker ain't just hung up in my face.
Me by the trail of demos. Spare me the details, emails, memos. Dookie gold chain letter to whom it may concern.
Put this around your neck until you're hanging on my every word.
Stalking, walking in my big black boots. I'm the DIY artist with thick grass roots. Had a couple managers as a youth. I was too young to know better, but I was like,
what does a manager do?
Now one of them, he saw dollar signs in my skin color. The other, he said to keep it undercover. Post VIP posse, pre-internet Nazi era. Powers of suggestion suggested I be what I'm not, and that's not me ever. From La Siena, cut to Meadowbrook Drive. Never look surprised. Cut to the chase with metal hooks and knives.
Now it's battle time.
I stepped in the arena. 13-year-old gladiator freak with the fever for the flavor of a fight on a mic. Followed the leader. Mr. Chuck was the surrogate father. KRS-One, the teacher. There I was, sneaking in the clubs, beating MCs to the punch over instrumentals dubbed. From tape deck to tape deck, pause tape mix at breakneck speed. The only whitey in sight that doesn't make me realer than you or faker than you. But I'm authentic, forget it. Started breaking rules 10 years later, still hadn't stopped. Won the biggest battle in a Metallica shirt before the album dropped. A week later, smashed a trophy at a show. He's taking up the space that I needed to grow.
Pop, pop goes the weasel, weasel. Drop, drop goes the easel, the easel. This is hip hop for the people, stop calling it emo.
I know a kid who thinks he's hip-hop cause he buys it. I know a kid who thinks he's hip-hop cause he never buys ish. Underground and mainstream, some are bound to change teams. Y'all weren't doing this dirt when J. Brew came clean. Before the Freddie Fox conflict with DMX. Around the time when Jay-Z and Nas' girl had sex. I used to wake up every morning on a hardwooden floor. Living in Brooklyn with a car I couldn't afford. And if I wasn't hanging out in front of Fat Beast Records, I was in the factory, mailing out my 12 inches. Nowadays, the DJs don't even spin wax. The upper promo copy, buddy, you can download the track.
Serato,
homosexual laptop, a hollow existence in a bottle. You sip, sip, then swallow. I trip quick, then follow the path that made sense. Started out with a live band, then worked with turntables. Now I strike the match with the back of my front teeth and light up the stage with just speech.
I remember the days Ken and Dave let me crash on their couch. Then I saved what I could and put the cash in my mouth. When I played in my hood, I had a fraction of ounce. Till atmosphere put me on and now we're packing the house. Since the mid-80s, this has been a game of cat and mouse. It's funny hearing all the shit these rappers brag about, knowing all of them were walking around with math and doubts. Talking about it's only status and platinum plaques that count. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Drop, drop goes the easel, the easel. This is hip-hop for the people, stop calling it emo.
Rah! Irony is dead,
dead.
It's so motherfucking dead.
I was there
by his deathbed, and the last words that it said
was what?
Was why,
boy.
I'm still sick with an independent record label. I built quick just when I got sick of waiting tables. And in the blink of an eye, I waged war as a known-earned soldier with the soul you can't pay for. I ran a business on my own two legs, known to beg if I needed to with homegrown bootlegs. Cut and paste images of my face, photocopied and unstoppably placed them in a case.
Strange famous.
I stayed true when school was in session. Went to college to buy time. That shit was expensive, so I shamelessly self-promoted the radio station with open doors and opportunities. Eventually made it to Oakland,
where Anticon
accepted me with open hands. Journals got personal on a $1 advance.
Non-profits.
We had a hope that a UK label smashed, so I crossed out my eyes and signed to Epitaph.
This is the hustle of an MC.
The distrust is healthy in a dirty industry where the promises are empty.
I'm more honest than friendly,
more handsome than sexy.
Let me bring you up to speed. Humans do a dance that's deadly.
If that phone keeps ringing, I'm gonna lose some cool.
The Breaks with Heard About Your Band. What happened to the... Well, I know they broke up. I know the Breaks are no more. They put the Breaks on. I used to love the Breaks. And that was, I think, it was from their first album. Well, I don't think they actually did a second album, did they? I think they did one album. No, that was it. Then before that was Jesus and Mary Chain with Right Record Release Blues. I think they did two versions of that one, but that's the more negative one. And I think they released them as sort of something weird, like 2 7-inches at the same time, or it's AMBS, something like that. So it took me a while to track that one down. Then before that was Say Trantis with Underground for Dummies, probably telling you everything you ever really wanted to know about underground hip-hop labels. Then before that was E40 with a little record company skit, appropriately from the Loyalty and Betrayal album. And then before that was Take It or Leave It by Sounds of Shabazz. So we had a bit of a sort of a hip-hop rock thing, but obviously not at the same time, because that would be wrong. We don't believe in that around here. I decided to make all the backing appropriate to this show, but I thought, Could You Be Loved be strangely appropriate to these people? Could they be loved? I don't know. Not anyone really likes a manager of an AR, but a manager maybe. A&R people, no. But apparently, they're still doing A&R work. I've just finished my black vinyl white powder. That obviously goes up to about 2001, so things might have changed there. But we're talking about junior A&R still going out and taking drugs and going to the clubs and the gigs to try and find people. I'm not too sure about that, really, because I made a mistake of obviously I get the enemy through email every week. I don't buy it because it's terrible, but and I made a mistake of opening up. They were making a big thing about the Psychedelic Defense League or something, some made up marketing pill bilge. about a band called Peace, and I made a mistake of listening to the streaming new album that's supposed to be psychedelic garage, or new psychedelic garage, or whatever they're probably calling it this week. And it was horrible. It was like, okay, this is a copy of a copy of a copy. This is like a copy of their, they're copying people who are copying the Nuggets bands from the 60s, but not doing it very well. It was just like, just pop. It was pop. It's pop. It's Taylor. It's Taylor. It's Taylor Swift. It's Carly Rae Jepsen. It's that, but it's rock music, and that's what indie has become. Or in the eyes of NME, who has to have its local white 20-year-old guitar heroes, and never really got to grips with hip hop or dance music. They did for a while in the 80s, it's when they were good, but they then quickly decided to that their niche brand was all that sort of thing. And it was hot, yeah. So I did like the cover. Andy Dunproofin said, oh, I like their cover of 1998, which is by Binary Finery. I listened to that. I did like that, and I've heard that. I'd heard that on Six Music at some point, so I did like that. I like the idea of psychedelic garage covers of trance tunes. That works. That's a good idea. But we're really not into whatever piece are trying to do, and it details what it is really at the moment. Is it's what's indie isn't really indie. It's indie used to be the alternative independent. Now it's what's corporate, and there are some good, in quotes, indie tunes. There are some good indie bands. You know, we like the Presets, which are strictly indie. Cause I think Modular is actually a proper indie. And we're like the likes of everything, but and a few other things. Oh, I love the moment. I'm really digging Big Black Delta. Next show, we will have lots of build up. This is a normal show, but next show that does not involve a theme, loads of Big Black Delta will happen. I like that a lot. What he's trying to do, and that sounds interesting. It's kind of weird, sort of soul meets industrial meets electronica. Oddness. It's sort of gothic, but it's modern. It that stuff I can't describe what it is. That's good. Whereas I can describe a piece in one word, and it's pop. And came pop. It's not really. It's not even really rock or indie. It's just pop. So unfortunately, as the LA sound is becoming big again, we will have more of this, and it will be pushed as being the next big thing. Sadly, and we all can't afford to go to the. To see it live anyway, because the tickets are too expensive. So I'm going to play some Bruce Hack at you. This is a Play Me Your Album from the Hackler. Play Me Album from the Hackler album, if it makes no sense. And that was much. It was an album from 1978, very dark, and also about his. He had a big album in 69, Electric Lucifer, and it then didn't repeat its success, and it sort of got dropped after one album, and was not a good thing for him. So the whole album is about his hatred of the music industry, which makes it wonderful in my eyes. Anyway, so this is Play Me Your Album.
People have put down records I've done, words I have written, songs I have sung. You have made me feel like a fool. If you ain't got one, then it ain't my door. Just cause you bought my records don't mean you got the rights. Better roll up a songbook, shove it up your reputation, no ass.
There's an unlimited supply, and there is no reason why. I tell you, it was all a frame. They only did it 'cause of fame. Who? Too many people had the sass. Too many people support us. An unlimited amount. Too many outlets in an out. Friends were crucified the day they wished that we had died. We are an addition. We are ruled by none. Ever. Never. Ever. That we was faking, that we all was just money making. You do not believe we are for real, or you would lose your cheap appeal. Don't judge a book by the cover, unless you cover just another. And blind acceptance is a sign of stupid fools who stand in line, like EMI. 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 Unlimited edition. With an unlimited supply. That was the only reason we all had to say goodbye. Limited supply. And there's no reason why. I tell you, it was all a frame. They only did it 'cause of fame. I do not need the pressure. I can't stand those useless fools. There's an unlimited supply. Hello, EMI.
Goodbye, A&M.
That was EMI, the orchestral version from the Great Rock and Roll Swindle. It was originally by the Sex Pistols. I love that version, especially. I've always liked the way that sort of strange effect on the voice. EMI. Obviously detailing their struggles with EMI, eventually joining EMI, then A&M, leaving them very in quick succession because they couldn't. Well, it's not exactly sure why they did that. There's sort of. Apparently they couldn't. Well, according to the song, it was true. There was obviously problems with the contract and they didn't trust them. And they were all interested about making them famous and what actually they were. The band were trying to do. It's quite interesting about the whole punk thing, that how commercially unsuccessful it was. It's critically successful, it had a lot of influence, but commercially very unsuccessful compared to a lot of other previous sort of big things, like, you know, I don't know, Skiffle and the whole Summer of Love and all that sort of stuff. And Simon Napier-Bell sort of detailed that in Black Vinyl White Powder, and it was quite interesting how he sort of talked about that. Then before that was Midnight to Stevens. Again, it's on theme. That's a song about Guy Stevens that the Clash did, and strangely they hid on their they put on their Clash on Broadway album, sort of between albums, not a proper album. And I actually, it's one of my favourite Clash songs of all time. I mean, I love the lyrics. If I took them down. When you played the master mix to the company man, took 3 million worldwide to make you understand you don't work for peanuts, but they'll push you to. It's the company, that company trick we're all jumping through, you know. And yeah, so obviously he was their engineer for I think it was London Calling, I think was the, yeah, it was. And and he sort of drank himself to death and died in 1980. So they recorded that, I think, when they were doing, part of the reason why it's on the album, I think, is because it was while they were doing the live gigs, they recorded it sort of like in the in rehearsal. So I think it's mostly live, which is pretty amazing. I suspect actually Straight to Hell is mostly live as well. And then before that was Play Me Your Album by Bruce Hack. I have a suspicion it's a dig at what's her name, Miss Elizabeth, or the, you know, the people, the woman she did, he did the albums with, because I think he played Hakula or some of the follow-up albums to, I think the follow-up album to his big album with Capital was released on that label, and I can't remember the name of it, something Five, not Fantastic Five, but yeah, I can't remember the name of it, and it's because of the F. And yes, I think he I don't know whether that's him falling out with her or the other educators, but it's kind of interesting. So we've reached the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. It's not the end of the show for people on the feed, da-da-da, because if you're listening to me on the feed, there's going to be a History Mashup show right after this, which you only can hear on Radio Clash Live. listen.radioclash.com. So unfortunately I've become the voice of Radio Clash Live. I'm that's under duress because I'm the only person around, but I really wish other people would do it, because I'm a bit like, I hate hearing my voice, especially hearing my voice pretty much on every hour or two. I try not to make it too pluggy, but obviously I've plugged this show and a few other things, but I've also gotten stuff like you might have heard the Gordon Flash Clash Gordon, and that's something we did for intro of one of the 70, I think show 72 or 73, the Fake Tales of Strawberry show, and I'd forgotten about that because I was initially intending to actually make that into a jingle and never did, so I actually went and found the files and did it. And there's two versions, there's a Chav version and there's the full version. It was a lot of fun. I've told Kirk he's a radio star, and I'm seeing him next week, so I will might even try and play him some, but he'll probably tell me to stop it. But yes, and we won't be recording that meeting. But yeah, I hope you're enjoying the sort of Tim and Kirk shows. I of all the shows I've done with Radio Clash, I enjoy those the most. But yes, you can find out more by Radio Clash by going to radioclash.com or the stream, which is listen.radioclash.com, and you can email me at tim@radioclash.com or send me demos at demos@radioclash.com. And as I interrupted myself, after this we're going to have the History of Mashups 9, which will be about James Brown and all that sandpit around James Brown. And it should be a lot of fun. I've been sort of researching it earlier and hopefully I don't fluff it up. But we're going to play out with a song to do with this show, which is the experiences of the Bonzo Dog Band when they were touring. I think there was some like Wales. There was apparently some place in Wales, and it was literally them having to play, you know, one person and a ferret or something. You know, it was a horrible gig, and so they turned it into a song. So this is "The Bride Stripped Bare" by Bachelors, in quotes, obviously after the Duchamp, belying their art school backgrounds, by the Bonzo Dog Band. So yes, I hope you enjoyed this show. If you're on the podcast, and if you're not on the feed, you're going to have a treat with History Mashup shortly. So I'll speak to you soon.
So the boys got together and formed a band. Fate played the straight man, and since then they'd never looked back.
You lads, welcome to Clonbury. I seen you on the telly with your long hair and pimples.
We arrived at the gig looking rough, but
You can have a drink in your dressing room. You can't go.